Let's go to Bill Roller, who never loses his composure because he keeps a cool head when it comes to investing. Bill, how the heck are you?
I'm having a great day. I haven't belonged to the government since I was in the U.S. Army, so we might have to cut this short so I can go do more PT.
Well, it's important to do PT, believe me.
And physical training, helpful for everybody.
Yeah, that is. No, it's exactly right, except we don't do it much in our public schools anymore because, hey, you know, it's... There's more important things to do.
Might hurt their self-esteem. Hey, Jeff, I hear what you said about the Democrats moving their convention indoors. You know, I think they're hedging their bets on this lightning strike issue. They may have taken God out of their platform, but they're still willing to believe in him, I think.
That is so witty. I will give you attribution because I'm going to tweet that. That is really good. I haven't seen that anywhere else, by the way.
And my question is, how many chaperones are there going to be in the green room between Bill Clinton and Sandra Fluke? That's what I would like to know.
Well, I mean, I got to tell, I thought it was kind of ironic, huh? Sandra Fluke, Bill Clinton, known womanizer.
Okay.
You know, what would be really interesting if Ted Kennedy was still alive and, you know, he and Bill Clinton were vying for Sandra Fluke's affections. I don't know. It's just silly me.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me. So sort of the waitress sandwich with Chris Dodd and Ted Kennedy comes to mind, but this is a family program. So
that was a real story. That really happened, too.
Exactly.
Those two guys were known for U.S. Senate. They were known for going out and just getting hammered at night and just accosting waitresses. Servers, I think is how we're supposed to say it. You know, it's kind of the difference between a stewardess and a flight attendant. They don't like stewardess anymore. You're a flight attendant. Anyway, those were, well, why do you think it is? I'm just curious, by the way. Why do you think it is that, you know, these well-known Democrat icons can mistreat women and they're glorified by women's groups and then they have to drum up this Sandra Fluke fake war on women against the Republicans? What does it say about a political party that does that?
Well, I mean, they believe that Bill Clinton and Ted Kennedy are on the right side of ideology, and so they're willing to give him a pass. You know, as we've seen, anybody who makes huge contributions to nonprofits, you know, they can, you know, get by with a lot of different things, and that's certainly the case. I mean, you know, in Oregon, Bob Packwood, you know, huge supporter of women's issues. When there were Republicans in the White House, he was useful. Once Clinton got in, he was damaged goods, and so they had to get rid of him.
You know, what's interesting is how those women's group turned on him, wouldn't support him.
Oh, phenomenal. Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, he was one of the few supporters out there, and he was a Republican, and then when Bill Clinton got in there, well, you know, Bill Clinton was much more of a supporter than Bob Packwood. Bob Packwood was sort of thrown under the proverbial bus.
All right, we've got the market doing gyrations, not particularly thrilled with Bernanke's little musings the other day in Jackson Hole. What? You know, the economic news is not good, durable goods. Where are we at? And is the market playing politics here, really pricing political moves or what might happen?
Yeah, I think it is. That's why it's moving sideways. The polls really are dead even right now between Romney and Obama. So the market's saying, you know what, we're just going to wait and see until we get more visibility on what's going on. But, you know, some of the recent stuff coming up is looking like we're going to be in a little bit of a slump, or it could be just a short-term glitch. The Institute for Supply Management, you know, showing that a little bit of a slump there in factories. But that could all change in November. So that's what the market's saying.
Do you think, look, I mean, the odds of all this money that is, I guess anywhere between $2 and $3 trillion, depending on who you believe, that's sitting on the sidelines in business bank accounts is in fact, with a Romney presidency and Republicans controlling the Senate, by the way, and the House, Do you think that money will come flooding in to the economy to really kick it off because of the belief that not only are they going to have the right economic plan, but they're going to deal with immediately the quote-unquote fiscal cliff?
Well, I don't know if it'll necessarily come flooding in. Remember, markets move on expectations. I think just the renewed confidence that something's going to help will definitely improve the outlook on the market and the economy. I've said before that we really have two economies. We've got the stock market economy and we've got the real economy. And on one level, the stock market economy is doing well right now because the real economy is doing so poorly. You know, and if the real economy starts taking off again, more hiring going on, more jobs, you may see some of that money pulling out of the stock market, but, you'll see unemployment going down, new projects getting going.
So typically this month, September is usually, and October, depending on the year, are usually not good months in the stock market. Do you see anything that's happening right now that might change that we'd actually see good stock market activity in September and October?
Well, if we could get some sort of resolution in Europe, that might do it. I mean, that's how it's been moving before. But Europe, they're saying today that their private sector activity is dropping, according to their market index. If there could be some really long term fiscal thing going on in Europe, where they going to start really doing some austerity and cutting back on their huge social programs. I mean, everybody's been complaining in Europe of austerity, but they really haven't seen it. Much like our fiscal cliff, if we could actually see a true deal that actually changed things, there would be improvement. But, I think, unfortunately, the things are going to have to get a lot worse before they get better.
Well, isn't Europe still the 800-pound gorilla out there right now?
For sure. I mean, they're now that the number two or number three economy, but it's just so much uncertainty, particularly if there's a breakdown in the euro. And said before that if the euro breaks down, the dollar will benefit, if only by having no other place to go.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I worry, Bill, that the politics, the wrong kind of politics, has been in play for so long in the world that it really is creating, this slowdown. And not just Europe. I mean, we're looking at China's economy, and they're admitting to it now, is slowing. India's economy appears to be slowing some. And unless I'm misreading that, please correct me. But, is there any doubt in your mind that our economy is going to be slowing? It already is slowing and is going to continue to. And can a Romney presidency turn that around quickly?
Well, I don't know if he can do it immediately, but you're right. I mean, there's been a huge buildup of imbalances in our economy. I mean, the key question isn't are you better off than 4 years ago? Really, the deeper question, particularly for minority voters, is are you better off than 30 years ago? With so much long time of liberal dominance. I mean, think about what's happened to the black family. 40, 50 years ago, it was relatively intact. I mean, the number of people in jail, the number of murders was much lower than it is now. Their key question is, what have they gotten from these many years of liberal policies? They really haven't helped.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. I mean, I guess what astounds me as a policymaker, recovering politician, if you will, Bill, is, in all honesty, I don't know how rational people, including a bunch of Republicans, can continue spending the levels of money that they are with these continuing resolutions, at least in part ensconcing in the baseline of the federal budget with every continuing resolution pieces of the stimulus bill, and really think that this is good for the long term. I mean, cannot they see what's happening in Greece?
Oh, I think they can see it, but it's sort of when everyone's in charge, no one's in charge. So it's going to take a Paul Ryan. It's going to take a Mitt Romney, someone with very strong leadership. I mean, one thing to remember is that when they start putting in some of these deficit control measures, I mean, there's a chance of having a fairly strong slump going in. Particularly, you know, you're laying people off from the government. You know, so there, you've got to create that strong private sector at the same time you're doing that. You know, your deregulation becomes very important at the same time that you're trying to cut your size of government, because those people have to have somewhere to go. So you have to make it easy to start businesses. You have to, you know, lower the regulatory burden. You have to make it worthwhile for private business, you know, to absorb, you know, 5 million people right off the bat.
Yeah, that'd be huge. Bill, how can our listeners get in touch with you if they want to take advantage of your wisdom and years of experience in investing?
Well, we're available on the net. Go to brcapitalinc.com or 800-562-7096. And it's always a pleasure to hear from them.
brcapitalinc.com, folks. brcapitalinc.com. Bill, as always, it's a pleasure to chat with you, and we'll do it again soon, my friend.
Thank you, Jeff.
Bill Roller, ladies and gentlemen, brcapitalinc.com.